Dear Cheap Astronomy, what do you make of timescape cosmology? Timescape cosmology is built on the idea that time runs differently in different parts of the universe. According to general relativity, clocks will run slower in areas with high mass energy density, and hence gravity, than clocks sitting out in empty voids. This is undoubtedly correct, given the very robust testing of general relativity in laboratories and spacecraft, and through astronomical observations. So although we never have put a clock in a great empty void of the universe, it is safe to say that measurements would show it running faster than a clock in a dense concentration of mass energy like the Milky Way. How much faster, and what the implications of that difference may be, are the key issues here. It's been claimed that the difference in the clock rate in empty voids compared to the clock rate in galactic clusters could be as much as 35%, which is remarkable, if not extraordinary. It's probably safer to say that there will be a difference, but how big that difference is can only currently be determined from mathematical modelling, the accuracy of which depends on the data you have to model with. But okay, for the sake of this episode, let's go with the possibility that the difference in clock rate could be as much as 35%. Now consider this in the context of cumulative time over the history of the universe. When the universe was young and very hot and dense, clocks would have run the same everywhere, but with ongoing universal expansion, creating a cosmic web of dense galactic clusters separated by great empty voids, clocks have been running faster since a growing proportion of our expanding universe is those great empty voids. From there, though, you have to refer to a lot of complex mathematical modelling, out of which timescape proponents claim that this clock rate differential is enough to explain the Type 1a supernovae data that underlies the conclusion that the universe's expansion is accelerating. So, while all the data we are receiving on or near Earth does clearly indicate the universe's expansion is accelerating, we do have to stop and consider that the data is coming to us from different relativistic frames. Imagine a thought experiment where you are in the Milky Way and your twin is out in a great void. An external observer would receive data indicating that your twin in the void is aging faster than you are in the Milky Way, despite the fact that neither you nor your twin would have any local perception of aging either faster or slower. It's a fundamental concept of general relativity that things will measure differently when you make an observation from one relativistic frame into a different relativistic frame. So if the universe is only measurably accelerating because those measurements are relativistic rather than absolute, then timescape proponents claim you might not need to appeal to dark energy as the driving force behind the acceleration. Conceptually, the idea of timescape is intriguing. At the same time, it's unlikely the Nobel Prize-winning people behind the existing standard model of cosmology had just never thought of this angle before. The current enthusiasm for timescape in the science blog community largely arises from a 2024 paper. So it may just be that no one in the specialist cosmology community has had the time or the inclination to find holes in the paper's findings and publish an alternate view. There is an existing problem in current cosmology anyway, where we can't reconcile the supernovae data against observations of the cosmic microwave background, where these two data sources give different expansion rates, being the so-called Hubble tension that we've covered in a previous episode. Timescape proponents are yet to show that they can explain away the cosmic microwave background evidence for accelerating expansion. So, for now, as we like to say here at Cheap Astronomy, it's best just to watch this space and time.